And here we go. 3, 2, 1. Okay, we're talking now with the Tewksbury High School Athletic Director, Ron Druin. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thanks for having me.
Ron, I got to ask you, first of all, first and foremost, the relationship that the Northeastern Conference has had with Tewksbury, I don't know, maybe over the last 10 years or so, it hasn't been a pleasant one because all roads to the North, the Division II North Championships always lead through Tewksbury. So tell us a little bit about the secret you have up there.
I wish I had the secret. Coach Day and Danvers High Baseball had my number for a bunch of years. So, you know, as a coach, I wasn't as fortunate as I've been as an administrator. We've had some luck, you know, versus the Northeast Conference in the couple different state tournaments. So, you know, I'm fortunate right now as an administrator that it's working out well for me. As a coach, you know, had some luck against some other schools, but the Falcons of Danvers kind of had our number.
How long have you, Coach Day, he had everybody's number.
Yeah, he did. good guy, good friend, you know, learned a lot from Roger and just not enough to pop his teams, but a lot of fun going down to Twyfield at night and playing some baseball games. That's a great atmosphere.
You know, it's funny, Coach. I know that you're always learning as an athletic director, as a coach, and as an educator. And I taught school for, I don't know, 40 years I taught math. But in 5 minutes of listening to Coach Day, I was at a football game one time, and he was just talking baseball for 5 minutes, and I had no idea that I knew so little about baseball. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Coach, let's
great
get
guy.
In. Yes, indeed. Over 500 wins, a couple of other guys up here, too. But anyway, let's get to Tewksbury. Tell me about this past year, the success you had. Let's go back, you know, probably we'll go from spring and then in reverse back to winter and fall.
Sure. Spring, you know, kind of highlighted by our softball team. You know, we were MVC champs and the number two seed in the state tournament. And, went in the state tournament and went all the way to state finals. You know, we got a nice win in the semifinals, a walk-off win in the bottom of the seventh that moved us to the state finals, and then ran into Westfield you know, Westfield was kind of a Merrimack Valley Conference killer. They took Billericay out in the semifinals and then took us out in the finals 3-1. So, you know, that was kind of the highlight for us. Our baseball team had qualified for the tournament. You know, our lacrosse teams both were kind of rebuilding. Our tennis team, you know, our girls tennis team was pretty good. Our boys tennis team struggled a bit. Track, we had a couple individuals that were very, very good. But, you know, we just didn't have a ton of depth to make us a real good you know, dual meet team. You know, we had a couple of kids who did very well in individual events, but, you know, spring was kind of highlighted by the softball team. The winter, clearly our highlight was our boys hockey team. We were the state champs in Division II in hockey. We opted up to Division II. Our enrollment had us in Division III, and I spoke with our coach who's been around for a long time, and I'm like, we can't play in Division III hockey. You know, and he's like, no, we can't, you know, went up to Division II and won the state championship at the Garden. That was kind of cool.
That is great. Awesome.
Yeah, it is. You know, those kids, that senior class made it as freshmen to the Garden, so they kind of had that taste in their mouth.
Wow.
And got back there and won the thing at the Garden. So that was great. Our girls hockey team is a co-op with Methuen, qualified for the state tournament. Our girls basketball team qualified for the tournament, won our first game, and then we got beat in the next round, the round of 16. We played very, very well on the road and got beat. Boys basketball didn't qualify. Our wrestling team was really, really good. Wrestling were league champs, and we lost the Division III state meet by a half a point.
Yikes.
The Division III state meet, we lost by a half a point to Melrose. So, you know, our wrestling team is young too. So I think our wrestling team's really got the arrow going in the right direction for us over here. Mm-hmm. Gymnastics league champs. We had two or three really, really good individuals. We had a couple of girls picked in the top 10 in the states for gymnastics. You know, indoor track again, a couple of kids with individuals were good. We had a pretty good high jumper, and we had a very good boy sprinter. So we had a couple individuals there in the winter. turn it back to the fall, and you know, football, we're league champs, and we got beaten the tournament. Our volleyball team qualified for the Final Four. We went down to Bridgewater Raynham. We were the number one seed. We went down to Bridgewater Raynham and drew Old Rochester. And it was 10-10 in the fifth set. We ended up losing the thing 15-13 in five sets, and Old Rochester goes on and sweeps somebody in the final. So it's you know, we were right there in volleyball. Golf World League champs. Boys soccer and girls. Boys soccer was playing much better at the end than they were at the beginning. We had a new coach. Girls soccer in the Merrimack Valley, you know, the top end of the Merrimack Valley in soccer, your Andovers, your Centrals, your North Andover, you know, those teams are very, very strong. We're in the upper division, so we got a double round with them. So our team's pretty good, but our record isn't reflective of our team just because of the schedule we got to play, which is fine. You know, they keep grinding. Field hockey, again, kind of rebuilding in field hockey. Cross country, a couple individuals that are pretty good, but overall as a whole, we had a real good year. I mean, we had a state champ, we had a state finalist, we had a state semifinalist, we had six league championships.
I'd say it's a good year. Oh my goodness.
Good year for us, huh?
Coach,
we're not complaining over here.
With so many teams qualifying and winning state championship and all that stuff, how do you review or critique the power ranking system? Because you mentioned, you know, number one seed, but then you had to travel, you know, 10,000 miles. So how did it work out?
Yeah,
how do you look at it?
That's a fair question. You know, I was kind of vocal. I was vocal about us having to travel in volleyball, and I made that clear down the state conference. I feel like the number one seed should kind of stay in their region. You know, in hockey, you know, we traveled when the Songus was available. We were the number one seed. You know, in volleyball, we traveled down to Bridgewater Raynham.
Yeah.
We went like 70 miles, and Old Rochester went like 26 miles.
That's crazy.
It's you know, so, I mean, at the end of the day, it's tough to knock the system, because if you look at the system, pretty much throughout, the seeds held. You know, like a lot of times it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
7, 8, 10, something like that. You know, it was they generally, the seeds kind of played out to where they were accurate. So to knock the system is it'd be unfair. I think the system, and again, I grew up in Lawrence, so I'm not picking on the cities. I went to Lawrence High School. I taught at Lawrence High School prior to going to Tewksbury. I think the system exposed the cities. You know. Especially the girls. You know, the girls, if you look at the power rankings in your rectangle sports, your softballs, your lacrosses, your field hockeys, inner city girls really kind of got exposed. You know, and I don't know if there's anything we can do there, you know, but they showed some flaws in the inner city girls.
That's interesting, Ron, and it really leads to further study, I would think, and further, you know, getting ideas on the table from athletic directors and stuff.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of eye opening, you know.
Yeah, and for sure.
We've got some inner cities in our league. You know, our league, the Merrimack Valley Conference. I don't know if there's another league that's built the way our league is built. Or if they were rebuilding leagues, if they would build a league the way our league is built right now. I mean, we have six towns, we have four big cities,
yep,
and then we have a private school that draws from 60 communities.
Yeah, that, I know.
You know what I mean? So it's constructed as such that, it probably wouldn't be built. If you were rebuilding this league, you probably wouldn't build it that way again.
Well, I think it makes it all the more remarkable how well Tewksbury's done, you know, year in and year out, because the schools you mentioned are gigantic.
We take a lot of pride in kind of being, you know, the little engine that could, you know what I mean? And you know, we have, right now we have 748 kids in our school. Our enrollment next year will be under 700.
That's incredible.
And you look at some of the schools in our league. You know, Lowell's got 3,500 kids.
Jeez.
Lawrence has 3,200 kids. Methuen and Haverhill and Andover up over 2,000. I mean, we get 748. You know, so, you know, our kids compete. We need them all. You know, we need them all. We need them all to play multiple sports. We need them all to Just fight. You know,
there has to be
when they put the uniform on and just give it everything they have.
You know, you guys are cousins to the Northeast Conference because we've got teams like that too, and it's just amazing how well you do all the time. But I want to talk a little bit about fall sports very quickly, and then I want to ask you about football.
Sure.
So tell me a little bit about your participation now, because the season's just getting underway. Everybody filled up?
Yeah, we're at a soccer game right now playing Andover.
Okay.
Girls soccer, so you can hear a little bit in the background.
Yep.
Andover just went up 1-0 on us. That was a cheering. So, our numbers are pretty good. Girls soccer, we most of our league fields two levels, in soccer. So, we have a varsity and JV. We got about 40 girls. Field hockey, we have varsity and JV. We got about 40 girls. Golf, we have, boys golf, I think we have 20, 23 participants. It's fine, varsity and JV.
Mm.
Nobody in our league is offering freshman golf. Just can't get the tee times. Boys soccer, I think we got 37 or 38, so we're carrying varsity and JV there. Luckily for us, we'd have to cut anybody in any of those sports. Volleyball is where our numbers are huge.
Mm-hmm.
We had like 75 candidates for 39 or 40 spots. And, we cut a big handful of kids. We cut upwards of, 25 kids in volleyball. Fortunately, our numbers in girls cross country were low, so we were able to kind of steer a couple of those kids who wanted to be part of something over to our girls cross country team. So that helped. Our coaches do a good job of, A, getting along and B, sharing. We don't generally have a lot of people here that are, holding a kid hostage in one sport.
Yeah.
We can't operate that way.
Well, you mentioned multi-sport athletes and, everybody I talk to, involved in with student athletes, agrees. You just can't, you gotta do it. And especially if it's a smaller school. And as you say, if a kid can't play one thing, you can steer him or her into something else. And that's pretty cool.
We needed that to happen in girls cross country. Our numbers were low there.
Yeah.
Our boys cross country team is, we've got 15, 16 kids. We could function, obviously I'd like to have 35 kids, but, we've got 15 or 16 kids that are committed to running and we can make that work. Like I said, volleyball numbers are through the roof. Swim and dive we co-op with Methuen. We have about a half a dozen kids or so on that team.
Mm-hmm.
So, we've got we just started that about 4 years ago and 4 or 5 years ago and it's working out for us, pretty well. There's our coach over there, Jason Smith, who's a softball coach at Methuen High. He's a great, ambassador for swimming and diving, and he treats our kids like they're Methuen High kids. He treats our kids are welcome when they go to the pool.
Great.
They're not guests over there. They're teammates, and Jason fosters that, does a good job with that. So, our numbers are pretty good, leads us to football. Football, we probably got 85 to 90 candidates. I think we got about 60 out for the varsity, and then we got about 28, 29 out for the freshman team. Brian Aylward's been around for a long time. I think he's got 172 wins or 173 wins or something like that. And, his dad was a legendary coach here at the high school and was my boss when I was the baseball coach here. And
well, I wanted to ask you about that, Ron, because, I don't think a lot of people here on the North Shore, the Northeastern Conference, and the Cape Ann League, we know about the winning ways of Tewksbury, but there are some who don't know about that Aylward connection. So I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, it's a dynasty up there.
Oh God. Coach Aylward is Bob Aylward. Bob Aylward was the captain at the University of Wyoming when they went to the Sugar Bowl. I think his roommate was Jim Kick from the Miami Dolphins, Larry Zonker and Jim Kick.
Yep.
Coach Aylward's roommate was Jim Kick. best buddies, still in contact with Jim Kick. Brian was a big time wrestler at Brown University. Robbie, his brother, Brian's brother Robbie, who graduated 86 with me when I was at Lawrence High. Robbie was at Tewksbury. Robbie was the quarterback at Tewksbury. They wanted to quarterback UMass Lowell. Johnny, Brian's son, Johnny, is the assistant to the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame. So, you know, we've had Tommy Reese over at Tewksbury High, who's the offensive coordinator at Notre Dame, and Tommy come over to our new facility and sat down with us for a couple hours. And, you know, Johnny's had different coaches from Notre Dame that are in town recruiting different kids come over to our facility. And those guys just went out this past weekend to watch Notre Dame and Ohio State, you know, through Notre Dame's tickets and stuff like that.
Wow.
So, you know, Shane's probably Endicott's best player.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's son Shane is one of Endicott's, you know, one of Endicott's captains and was a first-team all-conference kid in that league. So, you know, yeah, that family's Braden's playing for us now. You know, that family's, you know, in the fabric of this community.
Jeez, Ron, I wish you guys had something to brag about. You know, jeez. Oh my God.
Yeah, no, our football programs. There's a lot of pride in
all right.
the community about our football program, no question.
Final thoughts here. We've done a few games up there with Northeast Conference schools versus Tewksbury, and of course, the old football field with those crooked lines used to drive me crazy. It's a first down.
Make sure we don't cut the grass.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to run. We're going to leave the grass out.
So tell us about the new facility.
We got a brand new facility. They put a school. They did a study. For years, and the study showed that the new elementary school, the Center Elementary School, grades 2, 3, and 4 would work best on our football field. So in turn, they took our practice facility and made it into a new stadium for us. 1500 seats, beautiful building in the end zone that has, you know, bathrooms and locker rooms and freshman locker rooms and lacrosse locker rooms upstairs is a giant weight room overlooking the turf. We got offices upstairs, training, you know, athletic training room, coach's office, you know, Gronk Fitness did everything, all our machines, all our flooring, inlaid plates, turf. We have a turf area. We can push sleds and plyo box jumps and things. It's awesome. You know, I don't think there's many Division III colleges that aren't private that have a better facility than we have. You know, we're very, very fortunate. It was a lot of fun, to be quite honest with you. It was a lot of fun helping to design that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the colors and what we're going to have. And, you know, they let me get kind of hands-on with that. So that was a lot of fun over the last year and a half to make that come to fruition. So. We're very, very lucky. I'm very lucky. I've got a great coaching staff. I've had great bosses to work with.
And it sounds like you have good support from the community as well.
Yeah, you know, during COVID, this community was great. I didn't get one complaint, you know, so, very, very lucky. It's a passionate sports town. You know, I understand that. I wrap my head around that, you know, and I'm very lucky. You know, I could be in a place that people don't care. So.
Well, thank you so
very,
much.
Very lucky.
Thank you so much for sharing all this with us, because I've always wanted to get more information about Tewksbury. Every year, you know, we broadcast Northeast Conference, Cape Bend League, the Catholic schools down here, and it's always through Tewksbury, and we don't get enough information out of Tewksbury, and we love the way that you guys comport yourselves, and it's so exciting to know that a small school like you have can do so well. You know, both academically but also athletically, it's just great to hear. And I'm really happy that you guys have a real good rivalry going now with Danvers High School, and we're looking forward to broadcasting that game.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
You betcha. And you know, the other thing, Ron, it's so cool to hear you how excited you are. You know, the veteran that you are. That's really cool. You're looking so much to this season. I'm glad to hear it.
Thanks for having me, man.
All right, Ron. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
More people that want to take care of high school athletics than you. So
you betcha.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Ron. Be well.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. That's Ron Druin, who is the athletic director at Tewksbury High School. Great hearing all that information coming out of the Northland. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.